To redeem is to, you know, the idea of to rescue, to buy up from loss, to protect, you know, to rescue. Rescuing time. Several words for time in the New Testament. This is the one that indicates like the season, but I don't know that those distinctions always mean much. It means it doesn't merely mean like the time on the clock, but the time we live in. Because these days are evil. So in a sense, we are kind of trying to ransom our own time. Walk around being circumspect towards the world, towards yourself, towards, you know, because the thing is, we are not sent. It's like Christ. It's like, well, you know, on the one hand, we're not supposed to be fornicators and so on and so forth, but we are put in the midst of all of that. And we are to preach the gospel to that, because the gospel says you can be free from sin. That's definitely a message for sinners. So unto sinners we must preach. Whereby be not unwise, but be understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord? Well, he's not willing that you should be any of the things we mentioned above. You're no whoremonger, nor unclean, nor covetous man. I know that part of his will. Right? There's more to his will than that. There's a lot more. Goodness, truth, righteousness, peace. You know, add to your faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge, temperance to temperance, brotherly kindness to that, patience, etc., etc., etc. I mean, the order isn't as important as you add those things. Love. The word unwise literally means mindless. Right here. Aphron, without mind. And the word actually, I believe it comes, the idea of the throne comes from the idea of the reins and the inner controls of the human being. Not able to, you know, not of a proper mind, mindset, mindless, not circumspect. You know, sort of I think the things are sort of set in opposition is here. You know, don't just mindlessly walk through the world. La-di-da, I'm just making your way through the world, just like everybody else. When I go out, I try to think, I've got to be different than everybody else. I remember one day I walked into Walmart. Shows you what, you know, I am like everybody else, whether I like it or not, right? I walked in, I looked around. I didn't see one fit person. They were all fat. And I thought, I want to stick out from this crowd. I don't want to be a big fat guy anymore. I've got to put off that greediness whereby I eat more than I need. And now, to make up for all the days that, you know, it took me about 16 to 17 years to add about 75 pounds to my frame. It's just a pretty slow rate. I mean, it's like it's less than 10 pounds a year, less than 8 pounds a year, you know, right? I was gifted in my life with a very high metabolism, meaning I can put away food. As a kid, I always put away, I ate tons of food as a kid, and I was skinny as a rail. And I guess I just thought it would never end. I loved food, I still enjoy good food, and I really never changed my habits. Even though my activity level went way down after high school, I continued to eat like I was a teenager. And I encourage my children to eat as much as they can, but I'm going to definitely caution them a little as they get older. I caution them a lot. It's time to stop that. Children need to grow. They should eat up. Once you become a man, you need to temper that. Eating is not just this recreational thing we do for fun or to occupy ourselves. I'm not a big snacker, honestly. I would just eat big meals. You know, 2 sandwiches, 3 sandwiches. You know, I could eat a whole pizza. I could eat 2 whole pizzas, or more like a pizza and a half. You know, we'd make burritos, tacos. I'd have big 4 and a half burritos, big fat ones. You know, stop, and I'd eat throughout. I eat breakfast, eat dinner. You know, at night I'd usually have something else. Sometimes I get out a big old stack of crackers, you know, with a half pound of cheese. And I'd hardly ever gain any weight. And it would just slowly add up. Well, for all those years of excess, I've got to make up for it now. Now I have, the Lord has shown me, I have to eat less than I need. And I need to feel hungry. Most of the time. Because I realize I want to be a prophet. I do. Well, I dare even ask, Lord, I want to be an apostle, right? But I confess, it's always been in my heart to be a prophet. But, I don't, you know, what's my heart mean? What's God's will? That's what I want to know. What's He want me to be? You know? Prophet? More than a prophet? Something else? That and more? That and less? Okay, give me that and less. I guess that's the way I think about myself. That and less. But even so, I thought all the prophets. I imagined Isaiah, Jeremiah, and I thought of these men in my mind. I visualized what they would look like. I thought of all the prophets, all the apostles. I thought of the Lord. And I did not see a fat man among them. I did not see a guy about 6'2", weighing 275 pounds, with chubby cheeks. You know, I carried my weight well. I never had a big belly, you know. But I was kind of definitely big, right? Big man, 200, really got to about 280. That's when I decided, you know what, it's got to turn around. 280 is too heavy. But my point is, I don't want to be like everyone else. American people are fat. We are the fattest people on the earth, I think. We're fat enough, right? And when I go into Walmart, I don't want to stick out as just, there's another one of us. Another fatty like the rest of us. I know people struggle mightily with their weight. I apologize, because I always had an ability to be thin, easily. But I overate. I ate in ways that probably incredibly heavy people would be envious of. Say, if they could eat that way and only gain as much weight as I did, they would not be where they are this day. Other people, it's a bigger problem. I don't really know, because it's like I said, it's like for me, it was a very slow process.